As I said earlier, I want to spend some time talking about a technique that I have that is a very powerful to end a cycle with a private client if you come to the end of a cycle in a contract, as well as to renew if you also want to look into renewing with that client. We started Sacred Depths off by looking at containers, and we looked at containers when it comes to sessions, and we looked at containers when it comes to a cycle of sessions or a contract of sessions, right? And we looked at the importance of setting the container right at the beginning of a session or a cycle, right? Beginning of a session, we want to get clear on intentions. Beginning of a cycle, we want to get clear on the intentions for the entire cycle and set agreements, all the things. But it's how you end is as important as how you begin. And how you end is an important part of the container. And that's why, I've been stressing at the end of a session, you always want to do something to end that session. What are takeaways? Integration. And it's a very important at the end of a cycle also to be very deliberate and intentional around closing that cycle, even if the client is going to continue, to really closing strongly and intentionally and deliberately so that the client can integrate the entire experience and feel really, really good about it. In addition to that, may want a part of closing the container is also starting to open the door to a new container if it is aligned, if you sense that it is aligned to continue with a client, right? Now, sometimes you're going to have a client where it's just you've done the work and either the work is done or it's done for now, or it's just not aligned for another reason to continue, right? And so that's that. But depending on your personality and how you like to work with clients, I would say that more times than not, it's going to be aligned to continue working with the client. There's going to be more work that is appropriate to do together. And I've shared this with all of you before, and I'll share it again, like at least for me in my experience, I'm a relationships person. It's so for me, deepening relationships and continuing client relationships is a big part of my business. Because I am a relationships person, not only do I just stay in relationship with people, whether they continue working with me or not, but I really, many of my clients continue in one way or another, and the work deepens with each cycle of work that we do together. I have also found, and again, if you're not a relationships person, this isn't a strategy that you want to use. Some people are just kind of like launchers, but not over time relationshippers, right? So it's good to know who you are. But if you are a relationship person, the other value of knowing how to powerfully invite clients to continue to work with you is that you have to do so much marketing work to find new people, and that has certainly been the case in my business. I have built a lot of my business based on returning clients. But regardless, you do want to think about how you're closing with a client and how you're ending. If you don't, aside from not continuing, if that's something that's aligned, I'm having trouble articulating. All the good work that you've done in the container is good work, and it remains that. But if you end strongly, it makes all the work even better. It really does. Okay, so all that being said, let me take you through the next steps process. And I'll explain it to you step by step. And, of course, you use law of adaptation for yourself, but I think if I just take you through what the process looks like, it will really help give you a sense of how you want to be ending containers and possibly opening up the door to new ones. So first things first, you want a separate session with your client that's not one of their paid sessions with you. For celebrations, I call it a celebrations and next steps call. And it's a separate call that I gift my clients. And I like to put it, if possible, to schedule it either in between the penultimate and last call of the series. So if it's 12 calls between the 11th and 12th call, or right before the 11th call, so between the 10th and the 11th call. I don't recommend, if you can avoid having the call after the entire cycle is done, I recommend not doing it like the 13th call out of 12 calls, right? But to do it a little bit earlier than that. So that way when you're done, you know you're done. You know you're not continuing, or you know that you are continuing. I will often present it and schedule it via email. So sometime, somewhere around the 9th call, I'll send out an email, and I'll share that template with all of you, but it basically says, I can't believe that we're coming to the end of a cycle. It's been so amazing. I'd love to gift you with a session where we have some nice time and space to really review and assess all the work that you've done and all the ways that you've grown, and for us to be able to celebrate all that's been accomplished and all that has evolved. And if it makes sense on that call for us to also take a look at possibilities of how we can continue to work together. Now, I like to do it in this way, similar to what I just laid out to you, for a couple of reasons. Number one, because I don't want to be presumptuous and invite a client to spring it on them, to continue working together, because it will feel like a bait and switch. And, we always want to be in integrity and on the up and up, and we don't want to do anything that feels icky, right? So I just like to share up front that's what the call is about. And also, how someone responds to that will let me know a lot about how ready they are to continue, right? If they're like, yeah, great, that sounds wonderful, that's one thing. If they're like, oh, I don't know, or, right, it will say something else. But generally, if you feel a deep connection to the client and you have a sense that it would be really valuable for the client to continue, they'll likely feel the same way or at least want to explore that with you. Now, just as a side note, you do want to do some thinking and meditating and assessing before you make that invitation, right? We don't just want to like blindly continue with any client. We want to continue only if we sense that they'll receive a lot of value from continuing at that time. Right? So that's something that you as a practitioner, based on what you know about the client, and you know, obviously, you'll know a lot, obviously, about your client, you've been working with them, you want to kind of make that assessment, you know, on whether or not you're going to even make the invite in the first place. Now, if you don't think that it makes sense to continue working with that client at that time, or ever, just doesn't feel like a good, you know, it's good for the work that you did, but not a great match, or, you know, whatever it is, then I would shift the invitation just a little bit and basically say all the same things except not, and we'll also explore, you know, how we can continue working together. Sometimes if I know I'm not going to continue with a client, I will not set a separate session and add 15 minutes onto our last session for celebrations. You can do that as well. But it is really nice to a nice way to end to have a session like this. So you send it, schedule it, obviously send a reminder for the call, you know, all the things you're going to do. And then on the actual celebrations, the next steps call itself, similar to the enrollment process, and hopefully all of you have listened to the authentic enrollment conversations workshop. There are some similarities for sure, but also some differences to that. But one of the similarities is that there's a specific journey that you want to lead your client through in that session. There are certain points and pieces that you want to move through and make sure that you really hit and get activated. So always start with intentions, just like any enrollment conversation call, just like any coaching call, always start with intentions. And so I usually start, you know, at that, the client knows that we're going to start with intentions because we've done so in all of our coaching calls anyway. I'll say, you know, let's take a moment and set intentions, and I'll go first. And my intention for our time together today is first and foremost for us to connect and to connect deeply and to really use this time to celebrate and honor how far you've come since we've begun working together, because it's amazing, it's incredible, you know, what has been created. And for us to also use this time to honestly assess where you're being held back, to honestly assess where the next places of shifting and evolution and transformation for you. My intention is to use this time for us to take a look at what it is that you really want moving forward over the next year for yourself. You know, for me, because I work with business, I might say, and for your business. And as we do all that, if it makes sense for us to take a look together at how I might be able to help you move forward, we'll take a look at that together as well. Right, so I'll usually set that intention and then ask my client what their intentions are. and they'll share. And again, like the intention will oftentimes signal to you. Sometimes you'll just know from the intention that the client shares, like they're so ready to just move forward and say yes. Other times you'll know from the intention they want to, but there's resistance, you know. Like you'll probably learn a lot just from the intention, whatever it is. Use your listening skills, use your creating awareness and validation and affirmation skills. You really just affirm, validate what they say, reflect. And then from there, the next part of the call is really about celebrations. And I set a full hour. My coaching sessions are generally 45 minutes. I usually set a full hour for a next steps call because I don't want to skimp on any of the parts of the session. You don't want to skimp, and particularly you don't want to skimp on the celebrations. And this isn't just for like the next sale. This is for the benefit of the client. It's a real opportunity to take, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is, to really support your client that you've worked with, that has, you know, worked, you know, through this time with you, to really support them in celebrating themselves. And so I'll usually ask the question, like, think back to where we started. I oftentimes work with clients for a year, but whatever it is for you, think back to a year ago, think back to 6 months ago, 3 months ago, you know, whatever it is. Think to where you were when we started. Again, because I work with business and you can use law of adaptation for this, I'll say, you know, think about what your business looked like, or think about what your client sessions were like, or, you know, how and how you felt and what you were doing and how you were feeling about yourself and all of that. What's changed? What's shifted? What is it that you really want in this space together to name and to honor and to acknowledge and to celebrate? And either I'll give them like a few minutes to jot some things down first, or they'll just share them. I actually prefer that they not do that, but you can, however it feels right for you. There's no one right way. You know, I prefer they just share it as it comes up, right? And each of the things that they share, I'm obviously going to validate and reflect and, you know, acknowledge, you know, all the things, like really affirm each of the things that they celebrate. And this is a really important part, and we've already learned this in our creating awareness module in celebration, with the skill of celebrating, you know, we human beings tend to under-celebrate ourselves, tend to not fully see all that we've accomplished, tend to not fully see all the ways that we've evolved, tend to, make smaller things that are actually big things. Or we even just forget, you know, because we've integrated the shift or the transformation so deeply. And so always, 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 you know, I keep on saying, and what else, right? Like after they say a celebration and I affirm and I validate and I reflect, and I'll say, and there's more, what else? You know, I'll keep on doing that until they really don't have anything else, right? But so that's one tool that I use, is like to really help them get to more of the details and the crags and the big things, not just the details. But in addition to that, I will always add a couple of things, because there are always things that your clients are going to miss that have actually been big growth for them, either outer growth or inner growth, that they're not mentioning or acknowledging or celebrating. And I'll add those pieces. There's something else I was just going to say about that. Hold on a second. I can't remember. Anyway, it's hopefully, as you can see, it's really important. Oh, I know what I was going to say. You've been working with them for how many months, right? You know them. So, like, there's such a benefit. It's so great to have this call because it's like an enrollment conversation with somebody that you know so well, and you can add so much value to it. Like, you know this client so well. You know where they're not going to, you know, by the time you get to the next episode, you know where they're not going to acknowledge themselves as much as they would, or, you know, all of those things. And you can really use that space to lean in and really have them feel good about, you know, how far they've come. Now, if it's a client, I just say, you know, every now and again, even if we use all of our sacred depth skills, right, and, you know, we've done an incredible work with the client, every now and again, we'll get to the end of a cycle with a client, we'll get to one of these conversations, and we see that the client has created so much, but maybe they haven't achieved yet all the goals that they came to us for. If we know that that's a big deal for the client, I like to just acknowledge that before asking them about their celebrations, right? Because you know how people's brains work. It's like until we acknowledge, like, I know that you haven't achieved everything that you've wanted to achieve in the last 6 months. And in a little bit, we're going to get to looking at that and looking at why and what can be done differently. But at the same time, I don't want that to undermine how much has shifted and how far you have come and the steps that you have taken and the ways that you have changed. And I want to make space for us to really celebrate that, right? So we want to and this is another, as you remember, hopefully another important creating awareness skill, honoring what is, right? We may need to honor what is in order for the client to be in a space to be willing to look, to celebrate and acknowledge. So we'll do the celebrations and the acknowledgments. You know, and sometimes I'll say we're not going to be able to get to all of the amazing things and all the details because there have been so much, but let's try to hit some of the highlights, right? Because that's the other thing, or else the call could be hours and hours. But I do, like I said, I like to spend a good 10, 15 minutes, really give it space, really celebrate the client. Really have the client feel seen and heard through the celebrations. The next part of the process from there is to look at the vision. So what I'll usually say is kind of like a transition into the next piece is, you know, oh my gosh, so much. Like, they've just listed all their celebrations. We've had a conversation, right? There's so many celebrations. Let's use that as the foundation, right? Like the strong foundation that you're standing on. Vision into the future. Pretend it's a year from now. We're almost at August 1st. Pretend it's August 1st, 2021. Now that you've accomplished all these things that you've accomplished this last year, where do you want to be in a year from now? Share with me all of the inner and outer accomplishments that if we were to have this conversation a year from now that you would want to celebrate. And again, you want to give this portion of the session some good time as well, so that your client really has the space that so you can activate the vision, right? And your client really has the opportunity to outline for themselves what they want next. It's such a gift, as we know, visioning is a transformational and coaching skill. It's such a gift to give someone the space to vision what they want next. But also, it is a key piece to an enrollment, right? Because it's becomes difficult for someone to invest in moving forward, or even a new prospect to invest to start with, if you haven't really activated their vision, if they don't have something that they really want to work for, if they don't have a vision that they feel invested in enough to invest time and money into. Now, similar to the celebration section, in the vision section, more times than not, your client's vision will be one in which they are underestimating what they can accomplish in the next year. And so as I'm holding space for my client to lay out their vision and what they want, I'm also listening. Obviously, I check all my filters, but I'm also listening to make sure that their vision is big enough, like it's actually aligned for them. And what I usually find, and again, this is just the value of like knowing your clients so well, you get to do this and show how you really see them. You know, I'll usually add some pieces to their vision, right? I'll say, you tell me if I'm getting this right, but my sense is this or that, you know, and I'll help them really create a vision that feels doable, but like really exciting for them. From there, there's a next section of the conversation that you want to get to. So you've got the celebrations and all that's evolved, and that's kind of like where they are now, right? And now you've got the vision, which is, you know, where they want to be. And so then the next section is really about the bridge, what they'll need to get there, to get from where they are now to where they want to be. And for this section of the next steps call, I'll usually ask a question like this. I'll usually say, so in order to get to, right, and I'll share their, reflect their vision back to them, what do you know about yourself that you're going to need over this next year? Where are the places that you know you're going to need support? What are the things that you're really going to need help with so that you can make this vision happen for yourself? And so this is the part, this part of the conversation does a couple of things. So number one, as I said, like it is the bridge for those of you that know the enrollment, authentic enrollment conversations. You know, we in any kind of enrollment, and this is a one kind of enrollment, we need to lay out exactly how working with us will help the client get to where they want to be. And that's essentially what this question is, right? Like, where are you going to need support? What are the things that you're going to need help with? Where really is like, where are your gaps, right? You're not going to ask that question, but that's essentially what the question is an opportunity to assess where they'll need help. This is also the part of the conversation where if there's some things that didn't quite happen the way they wanted them to happen in the cycle of coaching that you've just been through, that's going to be brought up, right? So, you know, they may say something like, you know, I feel like I came a little bit far on my confidence, but I didn't really come as far in my confidence as I would have liked, right? Now, if that's an accurate assessment, you'll say, yeah, you know, I'm so glad you're bringing that up. I totally agree. I want to honor where you started and that we were able to X, Y, Z, whatever you did do. And I do want to acknowledge that if we were to continue to work together, confidence is a big place where we would want to really dial into. And I really would want a request of you, right? And then you would make like a stretch request of them that only you can know, right? Because you've been working with them, that shows that you really see them and calls them to their next level of self. Right? Sometimes I'll say to somebody, and this may not be as an answer to this question, but it might even be in the next section, which we'll get to, but I'll just tell you, like sometimes I might say to someone, you know, if we're going to continue to work together, how do you feel if I like really ask you to blueprint every month? Because, you know, we both know the blueprinting is what's going to make the difference with your accountability, right? Or whatever it is, calling out, you know, inviting them to stretch into their next places. But anyway, this part, this section of the call, you'll go through and they'll say, you know, I think I need help with this. I think I need help with that. If there are any grievances or, you know, not grievances, that's not the right word, but like any, you know, sadness or anxiety that they feel about what didn't yet happen in your work together, it's a great time. They'll speak about it and you can respond to it. And in this section too, you're probably going to want to add some pieces, right? So yes, validate and affirm whatever they share, but there may also be some other places where you know that they're going to need help, where you can help them, right? And you'll share that with them. Now, you do not have to do this, but I'll just share, you sometimes you, because you know a client, you know that there are some places where they're going to need support that you can't help them with, that they're going to need, you know, some support from an outside place, and I'll often share that, you know, because of integrity, right? Like, I'll share that as well. Like, so a common example just in the work that I do is, if I know someone is ready for the next level of visibility and their vision is really they're bringing in a ton more people, and I know that part of that strategy is Facebook ads, I don't do Facebook ads, right? So I'll just say, like, straight up, if we continue to work together, I can help you with A, B, C, D, E, but I can't help you with F and G, right? And I think that it's worthwhile for you to also find someone to help you do that, right? Now, that may not come up in your work at all, but I'm just tossing that in there for those of you that might come up. So anyway, you'll spend some time talking about where they need help and where they need support. And really, that, like, you know, once you've done all that, the celebrations and the vision and where they need support, you're ready to, you know, at that point, like, unless things have gone terribly wrong in the conversation, which, you know, 99 or 999 times out of 1,000, they won't. People will have, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, you'll say, so this is, you know, what we're talking about are the exact ways that we would work together, and these are the exact things that I would help you with if we were to continue to work together. Is that something that you would like to learn more about? Well, let me actually pause here, not to make things more complicated, but if you are raising your rates or changing the program, the number of sessions, or, you know, whatever it is, in any way, at that point you would ask them what I just said, you know, would you be interested in learning more? And I'll tell you what to say after that. If it's the same exact amount of sessions and the same exact rate, and the conversation has been amazing, and you feel like the person is ready to continue, at that point you can say, you know, these are all the ways that we would work together if we were to continue to work together. These are the things that we would work on. you know, if I haven't shared already, I just want you to know it would be my honor and my privilege to continue to support you and to hold you into this next level vision. I adore working, right, whatever your own energy, you know, I would say I adore working with you. It's always true if I'm inviting someone to continue, right? And I would say I'm not raising my rates. I often do raise my rates. I'm not raising my rates for this next cycle. It sounds like you're ready to step in. Am I getting that right? Right, so you might just be able to get it done right there and then. But if you're changing your programming or your rates in any way, or you sense that the person is not like a 95% yes, they need a little time and space, then you would ask the would you be interested question. And also affirm, say, you know, I wouldn't be asking you if I didn't feel like it would be a good match, and, you know, I would love to continue and all of that. If they say yes, which they likely will say yes, that they want to learn more, it would be very similar then to a regular enrollment conversation. You would send them information, even if it's the same information that they've already paid, you know, whatever, and give them some questions to think about and journal on. And then you would set up a second call and see, you know, just like back to regular enrollment, you know, with a new client, you know, and see if they're ready to step in or, you know, work with any resistance, if there is any resistance. I usually don't send the big complicated information, especially if the program is the same and the rates are the same. I just put it into the body of the email, you know, the numbers and all the logistical information. I'll ask a couple of questions that really just echo gap, vision, bridge, you know, so again, like, you know, write out what it is that you really want for yourself over the next 12 months. You know, I might ask a question of, you know, like, write out all the ways that you've appreciated our work together so far and how it's supported. Write out all the ways that you would like to use our work to be able to move forward, you know, and write out any fears, doubts, concerns that you have, you know, that kind of thing. Always at the end of a conversation, ask about takeaways. Always, if you're going to be scheduling that second follow-up call, schedule it before you get off the phone. All right. I just talked a lot. We still have a bunch of work to do on this call, but I want to pause here and just take a moment and write down from the process I just described to you, not like detail, what are you taking away, but overarching, like, what are you really taking away for yourself about the celebrations and next step process and closing the container on a cycle? What are you really taking away and seeing? And also, what questions do you have? And let's just pause here before we move into the next part of this call. And I'd just love to hear what you're seeing around next steps and celebrations, and also any questions, because I know that's a lot to take in. So star two.